Hey, how's it going, everybody? As a person that loves history and loves helping others, I want to bring a different side to the lessons it has for us. Through history, I want to show you growth and twists on what history can offer through different perspectives. So, without further ado, let's start the lesson. Sigmund Freud was born May 6th, 1856, in what is now the Czech Republic. His life is quite the busy one, as we all can imagine, so I'll keep this very brief. He married at a point, having six kids, and while being a father, one of his sons passed away. He traveled for roughly 80% of his life and focused on his studies. He met many famous people in the field of psychology early, but didn't view them in this way. He was always seeking knowledge and had a fascination with his theories. He wrote many books, essays, and letters throughout his life. I mean, the sheer number of people he worked alongside individually, argued theories with, and studied with or under is astounding. In an age where the internet didn't exist, he traveled the country searching instead. He visited several different academic studies involving psyche, ventured into hypnotism, and witnessed several experiments unfold before his very eyes. Before he really started drawing conclusions and writing theories, he gathered as much knowledge as possible. He didn't even begin to write out his first theory till his late 30s. He practiced, learned, and studied up until that time. He took his work seriously. He thought it a passion. He spent his whole life being ridiculed by peers and so on, had letters of arguments sent to him, debated in person frequently, and more. This never stopped him from continuing his work and writing more and more. He sought understanding, and he knew the only way to get there was through gaining as much knowledge as possible. Today, we have the internet and many unbelievable resources. We could use them ever so frequently, but we choose not to. There is much knowledge to be gained and even more understanding. So perhaps the next time a question is asked requiring facts or you've grown curious about a topic, maybe you'll research it, form an opinion, gain some knowledge, and eventually have an understanding. Thanks. And that is all I have for everyone. As always, if you like the content, feel free to follow and listen in daily. If you want to support the content, feel free to do that as well. And I hope all of you have a blessed day. Take care.